Oh, it just started.
And we're live.
We are. So hold on. I'm not seeing or hearing anything. Oh, yes, because I have to click a button first. Great. I'm doing awesome.
I see and hear us. I see and hear us. Look at that. What if I
I
open up
don't. What's
chat?
going on? Why don't?
Multiple things are going on.
Oh, there we are. Okay, cool. I'm gonna shut this tab because it's ruining my life. But
Yay. Yeah, no, I'm not looking at
awesome.
us. Hi, everyone.
Okay.
Happy Halloween.
Hi everyone, happy Halloween. You want to do our like welcome to spiraling intro? Do we do that for live streams?
Welcome to Spiraling the Ice Tea Podcast after show, where we spiral about things that may or may not be figure skating. My name is not Megan. My name's Netta. Is it? My name
Oh,
is
I don't know. You threw me off.
my name is I'm this. I don't know who
You're
I am.
Netta and I'm Megan, but we're both Audrey Hepburn. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everyone. One of us is gonna have to change, I think.
Nah, we're all just gonna do it together. It's gonna be fine.
All of us are collectively just being Audrey. This is the highest possible neck that I had. Sorry, I'm a slut.
I wish I had like un-over the ear headphones, but then it occurred to me that we kind of look like that. That wasn't this a MySpace thing, the Audrey Hepburn Breakfast at Tiffany's, but with headphones on. Wasn't that one
Oh,
of those like blingies that everyone had? So maybe we're
yeah,
both
it's
her.
wow, yeah, we're like true classic. There's gloves, of course.
Yeah.
There's Yeah. For those of you who are just listening to the VOD, I guess the AOD, the audio on demand of this, Megan and I are both wearing black dresses and little strings of pearl, and we have beautiful chignons in our hair, and we have gloves, and we're standing in front of the same blue background of an ice rink because we're two Audrey Hepburns in the same ice rink.
We're two Audrey Hepburns in a trench coat today.
I hate gay Halloween. How are you doing,
It's
Megan?
skating Halloween. I'm good. I'm great. How are you?
Do
Sorry,
you mean to?
my microphone keeps clipping in and out of the background, which is driving me insane. I wonder, can you hear me okay if I am like this
Yeah,
far from
I
it?
can hear
Okay.
you just fine.
Oh, and it's still doing it. Okay. Well, I'll just fuck around with that. How are you?
I'm good. I've been busy. Halloween season is great for drag artists such as myself. I've had so much stuff already happening. I was a sad clown yesterday, which I'm sure everyone who's here has already seen me do.
You're
That was
already an
not drag related.
iconic meme.
Yeah. Oh my God, I want to be a
Well,
meme so badly. I want to be a meme so badly.
you're gonna be like, and not only that, Netta, but I have a sneaking suspicion that you're gonna be like it's gonna breach containment and people are gonna Photoshop different things onto the screen
Oh.
and the phone thing.
I desperately want that. Jamie was saying when I made them take a picture of me yesterday that people could Photoshop different like skating stuff on there. But I would love for that to be, I don't know, election coverage
Yeah, I
or
was gonna say it's with the election coming up, it's gonna be that. Hey, if you're in America and you haven't voted already, you should vote when it's time to vote.
and if you're in Bulgaria and you voted yesterday, I'm so sorry. Had our seventh governmental election in 3 years, because things are hard and they continue getting worse, and everything's great. I'm excited to be here.
We still do the just like every few years, but it never really stops because the election season is just perpetual. So I feel you. It's just constant. So, but you know what's not constant is skating. But right now we're back and we're in
Right.
it.
Right now we're back and we're in it, and what we're in is Skate Canada coverage of, look, first of all, we know the episode hasn't dropped yet. It will, and it's coming. We're about to talk about everyone who's not at the podium.
I think we're gonna
So,
do Skate America too, right? We're gonna do
yeah,
Skate
and
America
Skate
and Skate
America.
Canada.
Yeah, and Skate
Yeah.
America. But
Anything that happened this month.
Skate America coverage is kind of wibbly wobbly for the Doctor Who nerds among us. I am taking one of my gloves off so that I can man the chat and stuff and also look at who the fuck was at those events
Are
on
there
the
people
internet.
here?
There is one people here,
It might be me, but
which
if
may or may
not,
not be
hi.
Jamie, but no,
Hi,
there's people.
Jamie.
There's people. There's three people.
Oh my God.
Hi,
Look at
three
you all. Hi,
people.
three people.
Don't be shy. Say hi in the chat.
I also am gonna pull up my Wikipedia articles, my scholarly articles.
Yeah, Wikipedia is not a reliable source unless you're doing commentary for figure skating. And even in that case, please have secondary sources.
Well, yeah, now with all the AI bullshit, also we marked this explicit, right? Because I already dropped a couple of a naughty, but ew, I hate that I said naughty. That's almost worse than swearing, but I already swore a couple times as well. Anyway, doing great here. Just having some word vomit on air.
Having some work vomit. Someone in the chat, I don't know who you are because I don't know people's usernames on Twitch. Someone says that they're at work and they'll probably have to watch this later, but they are excited we're doing this. So if you're watching this later, well, you've already had work. I hope work was good.
Yeah, I'm sorry you have to work. It's awful that that has to happen to us.
Yeah, fuck late stage capitalism. It's
I
the
wish
worst.
work sucks. I know. Say it ain't so.
I will not go turn to whatever. Oh my
Francois
God, it's
Pichot,
Robert.
Jonathan
Hi, Robert.
Carrillo.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I was trying to make a rhyme.
I'm so inspired by you. I love that I tried to open this Skate America wiki and I've just opened the main page for the concept of Skate America.
Why does, yeah, every time, relatable experiences.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So this is our monthly Patreon little stream where we will go through all the honorable mentions, things that came up that are not podiums for the North American part of the Grand Prix series. I saw someone on Twitter be like so happy that we're out of those very wretched time zones, and I could not possibly agree more. It will
Yeah.
continue being wretched for me for other reasons, but I'm very glad to not have to understand what's happening to skating at like 4 in the morning for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I will miss it. I'm not gonna lie, but this year for various reasons I couldn't watch a lot of it live anyway, so I
Yeah.
kind of didn't get the full experience. And now my work schedule is such that I kind of could mess up my sleep schedule every weekend if I really wanted to. It would depend on how long it takes me to bounce back. I'm going to do a trial and error with France and we're going to see.
Well, you're gonna have to do a trial and error with France because, like I said, it's Halloween weekend and
Oh, and you're working.
I'm so busy for so much of it.
Okay, well then I will, and it won't matter because I have no plans, and also I live in the woods and children don't trick or treat here.
No. What if a little cryptid shows up and you think it's a child in a great, great costume and it turns out it's actually a real something from the woods that's visiting.
That happens to me a lot, honestly, and I just try to keep the door locked.
Which part do the cryptids just
The
visit you? Wait, you're like full Adventure Zone amnesty and you're just like okay with it?
No, I mean, I have like when it's in the wind, I don't know when it's happening, but like in the winter, I will have like weird little critter footprints outside my, like when it's there's snow, there's
Obsessed.
footprints on the deck, and like it could just be neighborhood cats. I think it's like a coyote or a fox or something, but also like everyone here keeps their dogs off leash all the time, so like it could just be a pack of wild dogs. I don't know.
No, I genuinely and like unironically love all of that for you. I live very centrally in a big city and a lot of fun things happen here, but I do not get critters. So that's, the downsides. Let's talk about skating.
Let's do it. And one thing I will say is that you're lucky because you don't every night I have to bungee cord my door shut in case like a bear comes.
Oh, I just have to lock mine 17 times because
Yeah,
humans.
exactly. Because humans. So, you know, hey, do you want to be in the woods with a bear or a man? A
Topical. It's always the bear.
topical.
It's
Yeah.
always the bear. It's
That's
always
why I
the
live here.
bear. And you're so valid for that. Let's talk about figure skating, which
Yeah.
happens.
So we'll start with Skate America. Obviously, it's not as fresh in my memory, but I did take some notes.
I'm so proud of you. I didn't, and I'll just follow your lead.
I
It feels like a
deleted
fever
half of them
dream.
by mistake. I
Oh,
deleted half
sick.
of them by mistake. But half of them I have. I have women. I have notes on all the women. The men I'm gonna
You
have to
have
remember.
women?
We got women,
I
yeah.
got women.
I've got women in
Women.
different area codes. Okay. I don't know what the area code for Texas is, but we've got women there. So let's start there, maybe. Okay, in 12th place, Sofia Stepchenko of Latvia, but really of the nation of Champéry.
Yeah, I feel like Champéry
Destination.
is at this point kind of a an incorporated area of Latvia, which is not to say that colonialism is happening, but it's just kind of funny that half of Latvia lives in Champéry at this point.
They do, and I love her. I think she's fun. I think she's like obviously still pretty new to the scene, but
Yeah.
it's like she's seems to have a lot of fun on the road with I don't know why they made it out like they drove to America, like on social media. It was very Muppets like car trip.
They're like you get like the little time lapse of them going places. One of the places they go
Yeah.
is
Played
yeah.
America. But she seems to really fit in and like be part of the team and everything. And like that's of course what I care about. But yeah, I really
I'm
liked her
excited to
speech.
see new programs from her because she's had the same programs for a couple of years now, her old ones. And I remember last year like watching her and being like, she's so great and I have so much fun with her, but I've seen this. So now it's fun that we get to see something new and different from her.
Totally. We
Stefan
got
Corio is always
It's always good.
like what do you say?
What do you say? You say, ooh la la.
You do say oh la la, because in 11th place we did have France. We had Léa Sernas of France.
You can't even like do that joke on Zoom because it clips you out when you get
No,
too
yeah,
loud. But
no.
just know that we're yelling France like the lady who yelled
Like
France.
the
It's very
Miss
funny.
Universe
Yeah.
woman. I hate gay Twitter Halloween. What do you mean you're the woman who yelled France?
Oh my God. Léa Serna did not have a good time,
No, she didn't.
unfortunately. I like just kind of loved that she was coached by Nicole Shott. Like I just get emo
I
when
was so happy to see Nicole Shott there. Like genuinely so happy, and I appreciate Leo's approach, which seems to be I'm just gonna get some icons of recent contemporary skating to do my shit because she has Nicole coaching her, she has Nicole choreo for her short, and then she has fucking Gabby Papadakis choreo for her free. So like if
Yeah,
it works, if it ever clicks, it's gonna be fucking awesome.
and I think that's really smart. I really like this like package of programs for her. And not even though she didn't do them to her full ability, because I thought that they were a good mix of like aggressive and in your face, which is like kind of how she skates. Like she's
Yeah.
not gonna skate like Swan Lake, right? Like she's very like athletic in your face skater, and she always has been. And I think she's at her best when she has programs that let her do that.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really smart. She also, I feel like, had maybe the same pants that Nicole Shott used to have. And I don't know if they were the same pants or if it was an homage. But remember when Nicole always looked like she was gonna be in like a cool bike race?
Yeah.
Like that's what it reminded me of.
I sort of hope they're the same pants. I would find that very
That would be
charming and
cute. The
sweet.
sisterhood of the traveling pants
This
on
traveling
ice.
skating pants. I will sneeze at some point, and I do apologize to our listeners. I also love Andilla. Because there were several Andilla programs like last year, right? And I thought we were out of that and into the sandworm breakfast at Tiffany's hellhole that we're in. But apparently, we still have some Andillas, and I'm very happy for that because that.
Okay, hear me out. Breakfast at Muad'Dib's.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Title of the episode, question mark, maybe? It's
It's
early.
the night is young. The night is young.
The night is young. There's many things that are gonna get said, and we're gonna remember five of them.
Exactly.
I do like Leia. I really hope that she has a better time at her next outing, which I can't tell you what it is, because I don't know. But
If I was a
oh
betting
my
man, I would
God.
say France.
I am learning something just now on her Wikipedia page. Her birthday is Halloween.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a Halloween queen. She's a Scorpio.
That's
She was
powerful.
born in France on October 31st, 1999, which makes me
Wow.
just want to stand even more. I bet it's cool. I bet people get tired. I wonder if people get tired of like always having a costume party as their birthday party. I wouldn't. But I'm me, so I don't
No,
know.
my sister's birthday is October 7th, and she always had a Halloween like
Oh,
costume party, and it's not even on Halloween, so.
I respect that. I respect that for her.
I
10th
think okay.
place. Okay.
10th place, Min Jae Kim.
Yes.
I didn't really understand why Ted was like talking like she was not doing a good job emoting, because I thought she was, and I was really confused. I felt like it wasn't like amazing, but it, for somebody who's like fairly young, I think that, and it has to concentrate on the tech, I thought that she actually had a lot of style.
I sometimes wonder when Ted says emoting, whether he just means, big face. Because I think she has an approach to, yeah, I don't think she's like stone-faced. I just don't think it's as pantomimey as maybe Ted sometimes would
Yeah,
like people to be.
that's true. Yeah, no, maybe that's it. Maybe just, I thought her movement style worked really well with like the tango concept and
Yeah.
everything. I felt like
I
she was
really
feeling
like
it.
her tango. I think she
Me
had the
too.
tango last year as well. But yeah, I really like her skating. I wish we saw more of her. She's not one of the skaters that we keep seeing a lot in many, many, many events.
I know. Although, like, now I feel like, you know,
Yeah.
with South Korea team ladies being what it is, we'll see different like faces than
Yeah.
we're used to seeing, and we'll see them more. So
Which we don't like the way it's happened. And, we're not going to get into all of that on a stream. But I am excited to get to see more people because they have a very, very deep field. So.
yeah, and I wish they, I don't know, I feel like they're not having a good season so far, but I know that they will get there.
Yeah. I mean, it must be tough as well. And I wonder how long. I'm sure we could like trace it back, but I wonder how long people knew that they were going to have those assignments and everything. I'm sure your like preseason prep looks different if you all of a sudden have to compete in October as opposed to having like something very important in like mid-November. Like that's,
Yeah, and I think it's my understanding that the Korean Fed sends a lot of their like top skaters out to competitions constantly anyway, so there's always this extra like they're coming from a different level of activity and competition than perhaps like some other people. So
Also that, have I talked on this podcast? I have, about how much I love Olga McLeodna. She just makes
yeah,
me
but
so
let's do it
happy.
again. Let's do it again. I
The
was just looking at
gothiest
her
of
program.
queens. I just love her so much.
Is her short program the same as it
Yeah.
was last year?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I thought she did Nocturnal Serenade again last year.
No, I think she mixed and matched. I could not possibly tell you when and how, but she did both. My personal opinion that she should continue doing my Nocturnal Serenade
Just
forever.
forever. Went
Yeah.
triple platinum in my household.
received a 17-minute standing ovation from me, dressed as Audrey Hepburn in my house.
You
I
know what's
love
important
her.
to me? I love her too, but you know
What?
what's really important to me about Olga Mikutina is that on her ISU bio, it says one of her hobbies is high heels. What a queen.
Do we think her hobby is just putting on an ice heel and like hitting the town, or do we mean think she means the dance style? Because like contemporary, like femme vogue, and also just like MTV contemporary or whatever they want to call it, does have the style that's just high heels, which is when you do all the cunty little moves and
Wait, that's like, I didn't know that. I thought it was just that she likes shoes.
No, I wonder because. It
I hope
could be
so.
either. It could be either. I don't know. She doesn't strike me as the kind of girly who's gonna, put on her booty shorts and her high heels and go do like choreo, like Sabrina Carpenter, like little dance choreo at a dance school, but you never know.
You never know. Well,
I hope
we'll
it's
try to
just
find out.
collecting shoes. I hope she's just collecting shoes.
More on this as this, more on this story as the season develops.
Yeah, if she ever mentions one or the other, someone let us know. She's a delight. I love her.
All
This is
right.
like not the most in-depth coverage, but there are so many people.
No,
We're talking
but
about so many
there
people.
are, and it was so long ago. It was like a year ago.
It
And
was
by that, I mean a
15
week
years
ago.
ago. It was 15 years ago.
And I know I said I took notes, but now that I'm looking at them, they're all just like, yes, I love her. Helpful.
I mean, that's correct. Those are the correct notes.
In what, ninth place we have Livia
Yes.
Kaiser.
Whom I also really enjoy.
I do too. I love her Debussy Free Skate. I
Yeah.
thought that was so good for her because she's so like deer-like
Yeah.
and like willowy. And I think
She is
that,
willowy.
right, and to use that in a way that's not awkward. I mean, we'll get to Kimi Ripon in a minute, but also I think she has programs that highlight the fact that she's also kind of willowy. But I think that like it's smart to acknowledge that and like lean into it, right?
Yeah,
Like,
I
this is
agree.
ballet. This is deer. Give it, we're giving deer.
Oh my God, she's deer pretty.
Wait, is that
She
a
is.
what?
There
Is
was
this a
a whole
TikTok
thing.
thing?
It is a TikTok thing. There was a whole thing. It's no longer a trend. It was like a year ago where girls were split into like categories. You could be like mouse pretty or like deer pretty or fox pretty. And it's all about like, whatever your leading facial feature is, I guess.
I would be like Mudang pretty.
So the prettiest and the most
Yeah,
important. Oh my
like
God,
with a leaf on my nose.
Megan, the Sofia Zoo got a one of them tiny hippos.
Oh my God.
We have one of the little hippos. She transferred from Zagreb. She's now in Sofia. She's 2 years old, and they're not letting people see her yet. But the second they reopen where she is in the zoo, I will be first in line.
She's 2 years old. She just transferred from Zagreb. The school has no gymnastics team. This is the
This is a
last
last
resort.
resort. Man, we are who we are, aren't we?
We sure are.
That scene in Bring It On. As a young bisexual who was also a cheerleader at the time, foundational to me, very important.
Yes, indeed. In eighth place, Yuna Aoki, who is back.
She's so fucking back.
She's so fucking back. Okay, so we got another tango from the short program. It is
Yeah.
Tango City this year. I'm not mad. I used to be so sick of it, and we got a nice little break, and now it's like, I'm back. I'm here. We can do
I
this.
enjoy a tango. I think when people lean into the intensity of it, which she did, I think it's classy and I think it's fun.
I loved the popsicle program. I thought that was like
And that's
gorgeous.
popsicle, as in a musical.
Pop.
It's Popsicle. It's a
That's really
popsicle.
cute.
Yeah.
Misha G went off on this choreo. He just understands like oh God, I'm trying to think of a way to say this that's not like TikTok stupid, but
No,
I feel like
please do.
he understands like the girlhood vibe, right? Like the pretty girly like
You said girlhood, and I just saw the pink bow emoji around you. Like the
I literally have a
girlhood.
bow on my head. You can't
Oh my
see,
God, you do,
but
and you have pink headphones. That's so girly pop of you.
it's okay. But and Misha G designed my whole outfit.
Yeah, Misha G is in your room right now, making sure their outfit stays on.
Exactly. But
She's
yeah, no,
so
I just
fun.
like
I don't know what else to say. I just had fun.
he just does beautiful, like feminine, classic, pretty choreography really, really well.
Yeah. I where is he? I know he's working. I feel like we're seeing him less.
I don't know, but can I be honest with you? I'm okay with it. And it's not because of anything about him. It's not because of him, because you know I love him. He's still one of my favorites. I have made an observation recently.
Oh no.
I know it's never good, when I observe.
What are we observing?
I'm observing that I think that we used to have like more choreographers. And then
Yeah.
like now in the last couple of years, there's like two or three. And every year it's like they do every program until we're like stabbing our eyeballs out, like, please give us something else. And then somebody new cycles in. But it's like only ever like two or three of them are working and choreographing everybody's programs at the same time. Like, am I insane? I feel like I've noticed more of that recently. I feel like it's like,
Like that's always kind of been the case. It's probably easier for people to like, I don't know, connect and travel lately as well. Maybe we had like a little
true.
lull of that like pandemic times because it
Oh,
was
maybe.
easier to, find someone who's closer to you or something.
Yeah, or like whoever's doing Zoom choreo or whatever. Maybe
Yeah,
that's
or
why.
like
I
I
just feel
don't even know.
like I feel like every like last year, like everybody had Adam Asolio programs, and
Yeah.
this year everybody has Benoit programs. And like
Which
that's kind of been true, but
get the bag. Also, very minor exceptions aside, we'll talk about Luna's whole the thing on the wall situation that she has. I'm not mad at Adam Celia. I know it's trendy to hate him.
Oh yeah, no, I don't care.
I also know that we're not talking about him right now, but I'm sure if him and I went to the club, we'd have a great time. And
I don't hate
unless
Scorpio.
we find out that he's a garbage man, in which case I've never said anything about him ever.
I'll be so honest with you guys. There's not a choreographer working right now that I really hate everything they do, because except for Daniil, I think he's probably still working somewhere.
Well,
But
he's not a
now that
choreographer. He's a war criminal.
exactly, but now that he so now that he's not co like putting things in front of my eyes that I have to look at, I don't care anymore. I think
Yeah.
every choreographer, every other choreographer, no matter who they are, has done programs that I'm like, nah. And then they've done
Yeah.
some that I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. And I don't get it. I don't get the like, oh, don't ever work with this choreographer. They're awful. Like, I don't understand that sentiment. I feel like they've all choreographed like 60 programs a year, and some of them slap, and some of them are like, nah, maybe they phoned it in a little.
Yeah, I agree. Also, sometimes skaters will take a minute to get used to a different style, or we'll have like, working with someone new can be different. Obviously, if you've worked with the same choreographer for like 15 years, you'll have like shorthand for movement and all of that. I'm sure trying something new might be challenging in some ways. But yeah, I don't think there is a s single choreographer that I'm like, oh, I can't believe I have to watch so and so's programs.
You know who has never missed yet, but only because I think they're fairly new into their choreography career, is Caitlin Weaver. Caitlin Weaver has never missed.
No, she gets it. She gets it. I'm sure she's gonna have a questionable choice at some point, and I'll be like, girl, but no, she kills every time. Also, it
Yeah.
does make me emo to see, like, it's the same as Nicole Shott. Like, it just makes me emo to see people working, you know?
You love it. You love to see
Yeah,
it.
you do love to see it.
All right. In sixth place at Skate America, we have Elise Lynn Gracie.
I love this child.
I do too. I
I love
even though
her.
I don't know if I love the like Egyptically dancing free skate, but I love her. I think she's great.
I feel like I've been asleep for like half of her free skate, and I don't mean that to sound mean. I because she was also at Skate Canada, we have the overlap. I remember thinking like I like that this is Cleopatra without being too, the thing. Apparently I've missed all of that. I think my brain has just decided to not let me see the Orientalism anymore.
There's a lot of it. It's not like crazy, but
Yeah.
I just like there is a little bit, and like I don't know. I'm too white to be the person who decides whether an Asian
Yeah.
American person gets to be Cleopatra. I don't know. That's not my call
Yeah.
to make. I don't care. I mean,
I mean, I care as long as like no
I
one's being
care, but like,
hurt.
yeah,
I do love her Cleopatra dress. I think it's
it's
very smart.
gorgeous.
It's
Yeah.
Alyssa McKinnon, and I've never met Alyssa McKinnon I didn't love. She's If I had the budget, she would probably be making my dresses. I don't, so I make them myself.
Me too, but not for ice skating, just for like
Oh
work.
no, just for the club. I'd make her make me drag outfits.
Perfect.
Her and like Brad Griffey's like
Yeah.
make me the drag shit. In the year of the golden titty, I'm glad she doesn't do all of that for her Cleopatra, because we've had so many just like golden foils. And for those of you who are just listening, I did just feel the need to just kind of gesture over my left tit. That's my second
Getting
costume is
audio
gonna be.
description in here.
Yeah, we're getting audio description of Netta just like gently motioning golden titty. We've had so many costumes with golden boob this year
It's
of
true.
varying quality. Not all of them are great, Kimmy. No, we'll get
No,
to that.
we gotta
But
talk to yeah. So I think that Elise is, I think, suffering a little bit from the like overhyped USA kid thing, and I feel bad because she did kind of redeem herself at Skate Canada, and it's not even that she needed redemption per se, because sixth place is still quite good, but I think that she was seventh in both the short
yeah, I
and the
think
free,
they were
and
trying to poise a different narrative. I
she
like when
won a
the
challenger, and then everybody
yeah.
was like, oh my God, she's an, I'm like, a lot of people win a challenger. Let's not like put all this pressure on
Okay,
her, but.
Zendaya, calm down. She won a challenger. Oh man, I wish there was an appropriate way for me to do a Tashi Duncan Halloween costume. I think that would be fun. I also don't think I'm the person to be doing that. But no, the thing is, 99% of the skaters who suffer from the whole overhype thing, it's not their fault.
No, I don't think it's their fault at
Yeah,
all. I think it's like, I
they
wish
don't
they would
fucking
stop
run the
doing it.
social media. Yeah, we've
Yeah.
talked time and time again about the problem that USFS has with the whole like ingenue thing. And I think we this season have the great story of what happens when you escape the narrative and start doing other shit. So thrilled for Alyssa, my God. But
And
I
Brady, honestly.
am Brady. Oh my God, let's talk about Brady. Brady's back.
Brady's back. Brady's back. And
Brady's bad.
you know,
She was second in the short.
yeah. No, I thought it was great. I thought like I like Irish Brady. She can be one of my people. She might actually be Irish. I don't know. Anybody's who knows, but she's allowed. I on behalf of Irish people, I will allow her. I think she's great. I love it. Lord of the Dance on Ice always makes me laugh because I remember the time that you explained the whole plot to me one
At
time when
like
we were
2 in the
like, I
morning
like
in
2 in the
graduate
morning when
school.
we were trapped in the light booth together and you were like, let me tell you about Lord of the Dance.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not Irish by any stretch of the imagination, but she also does have the seal of approval of autistic Slavic kids whose first big hyperfixation was Lord of the Dance.
You have I you're like an Irish aboo, and
I am
so
an Irish boo. I
sometimes I worry that
genuinely.
that's the only reason you're friends with me.
You're not nearly Irish enough. I would need you to own like a setter and have like big red hair to satisfy
That's
like
true.
the 5-year-old Netta who just, I literally, when I was a baby child, when I was like literally like 5 or 6 years old, I thought Ireland was just like endless expanses of green and nothing
It's
else. And it all,
not that.
I know, I've never been. I think I fear that if I ever go, I'm not going to come back. But in my head, there is no cities in Ireland. It's just like a whiskey commercial. And also the song Ireland from Legally Blonde is the anthem.
There are cities, but like it's mostly from what I remember when I went, it's not, and you're not entirely wrong. I don't know. Correct us if we're wrong, Irish people, but I
If you're
maybe.
Irish, send me pictures of your beautiful nature, please.
But it's true that I am 25% like vaguely Eastern European, so that's not really exotic to you, I guess.
Yeah, no, you're one of my people. I've recognized you. I've seen the this.
You've seen this. I do wear Adidas track pants sometimes. I don't know about Brady Turandot. I don't know. I understand the vision. I don't know if I like it yet.
Everything about this, in theory, should work for me. We have the Vanessa Mae Turandot. We have Benoit Corio. We have Brady. I feel like I need to see it again. I feel like I need to see it completely, delivered to be convinced. Because I agree. I'm unsure.
I could do without the Jackie Evancho of it all, but
I could always.
I could always do with less Jackie Evancho in
Yeah,
general.
like my apologies, like.
Nothing against her. I just think her whole
Yeah,
the whole
sorry to this
thing.
woman. I just, eh.
It's not her fault. It's the people around her.
Yeah.
The voice
Yeah.
teacher. But
Someone's making mistakes with her whole situation, but that's,
whatever.
you're the voice person, you tell me.
I mean, yeah, they just shouldn't have did that with her, is my professional opinion, is they shouldn't have did that. But I think I understand that it seems to me that the reason to do a Puccini, if you're Brady at this point, is to show maturity and depth and drama.
Yeah.
And I just didn't see it yet, but like it's the first competition. So I feel like it's not fair to judge right now.
Yeah, and we've seen Brady when she's really, really on, like she really could do the whole thing. So I'm waiting for that, and I'm not counting this program out just yet, 'cause I do think it could be very iconic if she finds it.
Yeah, I agree. I think so too. I just don't think it's there yet.
Yeah, no.
I am desperate to talk about the Handmaid's Tale Nina Pinceroni program.
Do we have to? I love Nina. I love Nina.
I
Do
love
we have to?
her. I just like, what's happening? Okay, so many things.
I was out in
People.
the club when you texted me about that, and I thought I was hallucinating. I thought something was bad with the shit I was drinking, not in a way to make fun of roofing someone, but I thought something bad was happening to me when you texted me that.
Yeah, it's a new kind of club drug that makes you hallucinate a text about a skating program that makes no sense.
I
So
genuinely, that's how my brain works.
yeah, that's fair.
That would be
So
a nightmare for
listen,
me.
if that's true, then we're all on it, and I need to talk about it. So first of all, okay, so she's skating to the Handmaid's Tale music, which I'm
Yes,
like,
she is.
I don't know that I remember the music from that show. I remember like being traumatized by it, but I
I
remember
never
the.
finished it.
Yeah, neither did I. There was like, we'll compare off air when we stopped watching because I know exactly when I stopped watching it. I just like, I totally hit my limit. But yeah, it and I'm not a squeamish person. I've read the book and everything, but whatever.
Yeah.
So, okay, Handmaid's Tale music, whatever. We're doing Handmaid's Tale music. She's wearing a red dress, which is like, okay, that's the iconic thing from that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful red dress. She looks gorgeous in it. But to me, if you're doing a red dress with Handmaid's Tale, then you're doing Handmaid's Tale. And then turns out, no, she's not,
No, she's
because
not.
she hasn't read the book, which is like fine, whatever. You don't have to, you should. But also, if you're 17, maybe don't yet. I don't
Maybe,
know.
yeah, maybe like wait like a couple. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. It depends on the se Is she 17? It depends on the teenager, I think. She's
Yeah.
17. Yeah, it depends on the
She is
17 year old.
17. I don't know. In my high school, my 11th grade, because 17 is when you're 11, 11th grade. My 11th grade syllabus for English lit class was very much all the like traumatic shit that you do. I can't remember if you read Handmaid's Tale. It might have been like bonus reading or something, but it
I
was
think we
like
read
all
a
of
different
the.
Margaret Atwood, but
Yeah, we
yeah.
might have. It's all of
Like,
that. Like, it's not. I feel like if you're gonna commit to it, you have to like at least know the context, the
okay,
cliff notes.
but the story that she and Benoit came up with, what as she told people in the mix zone, was that it's about a girl who dies in a boat. So it's not about The Handmaid's Tale. It's about a girl who dies in a boat. In a shipwreck, and then she has to say goodbye to her family and friends. Why is my question, I guess. Like, why? I'm like, it feels like he decided, Benoit decided this is something he wanted to do, and it was assigned to Nina, who is doing a beautiful job with it. She's a lovely skater. I personally like her little table pose. I think it's fun.
No, I enjoy the table pose. I don't. We're
I
doing
don't.
IKEA chair this year. That's the thing.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing that I actually take issue with. Aside, the whole thing is batshit insane, and like, if you need to like have a meta narrative that you then explain to people outside of it, like maybe it's too complicated. Maybe you should be able to show it on the ice or not. But like, I don't care.
Megan,
No.
no, because that you know what you've just done? Bef
What?
the second you've said that, Benoit Vichot is on the phone with Cedric, whatever the fuck his name is, and he's asking him to put like ship creaking and like waves crashing sounds into this.
Like, yeah, no, but that's also like
And
to
like
me
a woman's
unnecessary.
scream, and then you go
And
do
a
like a.
monologue about suicide,
And a
just like
monologue about
low key.
suicide. Yeah, and
That
then
to
you
me,
do
I
like
was
a
like, we
hydro blade as you're drowning.
I was like, we could have cut that monologue like two, three sentences earlier. I don't think we needed that, but whatever. People were arguing on the internet that we did need it, and I'm like,
I don't
okay.
know. I mean,
I could have done without.
not to be all media literacy is dead, but like, I don't think you need to have our understanding of like master's degree in experimental theater to not need that.
That, but
I feel
like,
like we can get the, you know?
no, yeah, well, that and also, like, am I insane for thinking that if you're gonna have spoken word in your program, it should be something that you don't ever have to content warn for any reason and innate for anybody?
See, that's complicated because I feel like if we look at the gigantic scope of people will have all sorts of content issues and like triggers.
Right. But I feel like a
So,
really common one is mention of suicide. And that's like, You know what I mean?
I
I'm like,
feel,
that's
yeah.
a lot of people I know who watch skating that I was kind of like, ooh, they're not gonna like that.
No, I hated it. Thank you for asking. And for anyone watching slash listening, I'm fine. Everything's fine. I get to joke about this shit. Yeah, did not, no, should not be a thing. I
Yeah, I
like,
don't know.
if you're like, I guess we could say the same for the variety of like car crash programs that we've had in the past, where you have like tires screeching, big crash sound, all of that. I don't know,
But
maybe
I don't
we.
like that either. I don't think
No,
you need
I hate
that.
that. I feel like you can do enough with like impactful choreo and shit to just carry that narrative in your head so you could be performing without. I don't know. I feel like we're like 2 weeks away from someone discovering projection design and having us like project onto the ice, which I love. I love a floor projection, but like we're like so close to someone just like putting the words on. And you know what it gives? It gives, and this is niche, but like five of you are gonna appreciate this. It gives when a local drag queen does "This is me from The Greatest Showman" while wearing a dress covered in slurs.
Is that a
You
thing that
know?
happens a lot?
It is. Oh,
Oh
it
my
is.
God.
And people keep thinking it's genius.
Remember,
Or you'll
did
be
you?
doing like, you take your makeup off and you're like, "This is me." Or
Oh, like
like,
the
you
I
write
am
like
what I
whore in your
am.
chest. Like, it's all that. It's.
Did you ever watch the season of Top Model where they had to do photo shoots where they were like covered in the word that was used to bully them, but it was also really
Yes.
evident that they couldn't use the real words because it was
Yeah.
UPN. Or like
Yeah.
maybe it was already the CW at that point. Yeah, I
It's the
distinctly
exact
remember
same
a lot of
thing.
those. Yeah, I
It's
remember
the
a lot of those
exact
being
same
like,
thing.
I don't think that's what they called you
No.
somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. Well,
So
anyway,
anyway.
I want her to succeed. I just think, I don't
Yeah.
know, like we come from a very specific background of like our advisor in grad school very specifically telling us like music carries baggage, and if you use the soundtrack from something, it's always going to be the soundtrack from that thing, no matter what. You can't take it out of context really ever.
Unless. I can't remember who, Jesus Christ, someone at Skate Canada was skating to a soundtrack. Wow, this is useless. Someone was skating to like the soundtrack of Human, which is like a series of like documentaries about like humanity. And I feel like that's broad enough that you could be like, this is just beautiful, like swelling cinematic music. But if you're skating to like the fucking Pirates of the Caribbean and you're like, this is about a family having a Thanksgiving dinner. It's like, no, it's not.
I think documentaries are different, and I think it depends on how culturally iconic it was.
Yeah,
And I think
yes.
maybe I'm just misunderstanding like the staying power of The Handmaid's Tale in culture for people who were like younger and maybe weren't like paying attention to things at the time. Because for me, I remember that being like everybody knew what that was, you know?
Yeah.
But whatever. Soda Yamamoto skated to the fucking Civ 6 soundtrack, which was awesome. So I don't
And I
know.
respect that.
He doesn't literally have to be like running around like shooting pretend guns and stuff. It's fine.
He could.
So he could though. He could. Anyway, that's Women at Skate America. Let's pick up our pace a little bit. I know that
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I'm the
Yeah.
primary offender here because I yap. But yeah, men at Skate America.
Men were at Skate America. Who was there? What happened? I don't know. People were backflipping all over the place. Donovan was there.
Donovan was there. I said this on Twitter and it got a lot of response. So I'm very proud of it. And I'm going to repeat it here, which is that his costumes all give fancy New Year's Eve perfume bottle from Bath and Body Works.
They do. I saw that and I was so proud of you. They
Thank
do.
you.
I think Hip Hip is genius for him.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
I want him to have a good time always. In 11th place, François Pitel. Right? That's how you would read that.
Yeah, I think so.
I would assume.
I don't think I had any crazy strong feelings about him, and I think
I
that we
always love a
can.
Sherlock. That was my thing.
That's
That's
true.
like one of my like not exactly war horses. It's the thing I call the stable, which is the war horses that are waiting to come out.
That's amazing. I love that.
I have a playlist called The Stable, which is just music like that. I love a Sherlock. I have no feelings about this kid just yet. That's it.
Yeah, kind of likewise with Luca Brusar, although I think he has like some of the most beautiful skating skills and choreography, like
Yeah.
stunning. I love that he and Isabeau are besties.
The fucking bit of her being his coach fixed me. It's
So cute.
bestieism is good for me. It was great. They're cute.
Yes. I love it. Wesley Chu, I'm sorry, this is so mean, but falling down during the 1812 overture is just always funny. It's giving Looney Tunes. It's not his fault.
When you're choosing your skating music, you always have to kind of know that there is the possibility that you will be flopping. And sometimes, okay, this is a sidetrack, and I know I said we are going to stop yapping, but yesterday, right, I was a sad, sad clown. And then a very sad, sad clown thing happened to me. My cocktail glass exploded. I wasn't even touching it. It was on the little table at our table at the bar. I was at roller skating, so my cocktail glass exploding meant that we had to close off the rink for everyone so that we could clean up the glass so that no one could get hurt. However, all of that was happening while I had like gigantic sad eyebrows and a sad frowny mouth, and I kept being like, "I'm so sorry." And Jamie had to be like, "This is objectively the funniest possible way for you to be experiencing this."
No,
Like
I
cartoonish,
genuinely, it's so
like.
funny.
And I know now that it was very, very funny as it was happening to me. I was like, this is so fucking ridiculous. Like, I can't believe I'm like, ah! And like bad things are actually happening to me. So sometimes you don't know. My question for Wesley is, have we not experienced enough?
I know. I think here's my thing with Wesley. I would love to see a different haircut on him, and I don't want to go into it too much because I think it's mean to make fun of somebody's hair, and mine looks stupid right now too. But like, I just think a cool, a different, you could like shake it up with a different style might be fun. I his he's the national champion, right, of Canada.
Yes.
And what's crazy about Canadian men right now is that there's like a million of them who are doing like the most gorgeous, stunning, luscious skating on earth. And then Wesley's like the one who can land jumps. And like, I would love to see him. It's not that he doesn't have artistry, but like, it's just not up there with the others for me. And so
Yeah.
I'm never like stoked to watch him skate. Like, I'm always stoked to like watch Roman Sadovsky skate, even though I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I know I'm going to enjoy it,
Yeah,
but
I could
like,
watch. Speaking of people who pick hilarious music to fall to, his iconic "If I Lie Here, If I Just Lay Here." Art.
yeah, I think Wesley
Frankly,
just needs to,
art.
he needs to find that it factor for
Yeah.
him. But maybe it'll come. You never know. You never
Yeah.
know. I was Australian for a minute. Nozomu Yoshioka also for me, I was like, yeah, in a few years for sure. Right now wasn't really doing it for me in any sort of like standout way.
We've had an iconic Mi Mancherai in the past, like recently. So it's hard for me to like connect with
It's
a new
big
one.
music. You know what I mean?
It's
Like, you've got to
really big
really.
music. And like, yes, he has like Lori choreo and everything, but like, I don't know. I want the skater to be experiencing the music rather than like being kind of overwhelmed by it. So, but he,
Yeah.
again, the Japanese field is so deep that I really hope we keep seeing him, but
Yeah, and I was just looking at his like career history, and he hasn't had like a ton of experience in
yeah.
these like, massive competitions. So like he'll get there.
Yeah,
He's pretty
which
new for
also,
him.
like, it's a very, very different experience, like, even if he has been skating elsewhere. Max Nomf, right?
I'm
That's a
obsessed
man.
with him. He has
I
some
love
of
him.
his package of programs is it for me. Like I love it. Stepping Out
Wait, you
Might
like the
Maybe.
Daft Punk program, Megan?
Shut up.
Shocking.
I am who I am. I am who I am.
This is you.
This
You
is
open your
me.
shirt that just says Daft Punk. It's
It
just a
just is
Daft
like
Punk
harder,
shirt.
better, faster, stronger.
It's the fucking Beatles typography. It's like harder and
And
better and
better.
faster.
Wait. That's a great merch idea. Can we
I'm
steal?
sure that
Can we?
exists.
It has to, right? Harder
And
and better and
stronger,
faster and
period.
stronger, period. Oh my God.
Oh, we have a good time here.
I
I love
love
his
that. I love
short.
it. I
I
love
love his short.
the
Yes.
tuxedo and the commitment. Oh my God, the style, so stylish. And then to go like total 360 and then really commit to Tron. I was like, that's what we call two contrasting monologues,
Two
baby.
contrasting monologues. The Tron costume.
So good.
I mean, if you're gonna do Tron, you might as well, right?
You might as well do Tron.
Yeah, I love it. I really hope he finds his everything because we know he can do the chops and everything. And I want
I'm
to see him
really,
up there.
really excited. I really hope that he goes the distance. I think sometimes the American men's field of skating is so deep that sometimes I think we see a lot of really excellent male skaters kind of go like midway through their career and then kind of like hop
Yeah.
out early. And like I would love to see him go the distance because
Yeah.
even if he doesn't have the bajillion quads or whatever, like I love having him in the fields.
Yeah, no, he's great and I really like him. And yeah, I hope we keep seeing him. Speaking of people, I hope we keep seeing Kushiro. I struggle. I can't take my eyes off of you is one of my least favorite songs. I have that list of like saccharine music that just like doesn't work for me because I feel like I'm being emotionally manipulated because of who I am as a person.
One day, I think we should compare your list of that with my list of songs that I sing for the old people at the nursing home when I go sing for them, because I'm pretty sure it's the same list of songs.
No, please, it's gonna fix me. I'm gonna think about the old people and then I'm gonna be like, all those songs are beautiful.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt, but
No, that's it. Now I'm crying about the old people. It's great. Everything's
I'm
great. I'm not
sorry. I know
actually
they love
crying.
it.
No, yeah, I that
Yeah,
song.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are getting skated to a lot this year in a way that I'm like, what year is it?
I don't know. They're back in the tight guys for some reason. I feel nothing. I do love the Dance Macabre. Like I'm happy we have that.
Like Shawn Mendes makes me feel nothing.
Like genuinely, like I feel the opposite of any emotion.
But maybe because I'm not like a 16-year-old boy, like maybe that's
He
his
is
audience,
allegedly
right?
straight. We still think that he's allegedly actually, we're not actually queer investigating people, but like, you know.
That I also sorry, I was like deer in the headlights for a minute because I didn't know where that came from. Because I was just like, his audience is teen boys, and then you were like, and by the way, it seems fruity, but
I mean, his whole deal seems fruity, and I don't mean that in a homophobic way, because again, I am myself. That'd be weird. Imagine if I came out as a homophobe right now.
we are ourselves a pair of heterosexual homophobes, as it happens. So, clip that
I
out,
hate that.
clip
I
that
hate
out.
that. I hate that. Oh God. I love Dance Macabre. It's hard for me to not pop off the dance. Like any you could just put the music on. It fucks with my synesthesia in a very specific way where I just have like an out of body experience for like 5 minutes and it's great.
I love it. And his eyeliner is on point, always perfect. A perfect man. A perfect man.
Yeah, we need to have more I mean I guess now with hopefully getting more. He's nowhere near this, but I gotta bring up Anthony Paradis. I hope we get to see more and more boy eyeliner on ice. Makes me happy.
Guyliner.
It's 2024. It's just eyeliner.
I know, but you said boy eyeliner, and I was like, well, guyliner has a nice ring to it. But.
Also has a nice ring to it, Denis Vasiliev. What a man.
Oh,
That's my
Dennis.
boy. That's my whole boy.
Dennis getting robbed on PCS every time, man. Because if they gave him what he deserved, they would have to admit that that's the standard. And then they would have to reconsider how they score everyone else. And they don't want to do that because, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just upset about Dennis.
Oh, I was like, oh my God.
I'm genuinely, I did not know what I was doing with my whole, I'm not looking at us, so I don't know what I'm
Oh,
doing.
I thought you were crying over Dennis, and I
No,
was like,
I'm
well,
not
we all
actually
have.
physically crying, but I'm
Inside, I am.
emotionally. Yeah, I, he just has it. Like, what else do we want?
I'm gonna double down on what I said last season, but even more. And I'm gonna say that for me, at this point in time, at this moment, Dennis Vasiliev is the superior artistic skater to Jason Brown.
I feel like you might be right, but I feel like you might also be right just because Jason is kind of finding his way back to, like he's being forced by the math to do a Grand Prix and everything. And
No, but that's what I'm
also,
saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's like based on, I'm not saying based on who performing their best, who blah, blah, blah. I think at this point in their careers, how things are lining up, I think Jason is stretched thinner than usual right now.
yeah.
And I think that the way that's bearing itself out in his competitions, I think that Dennis is putting out stronger
Oh, for
artistic
sure. Oh,
competitive
for
programs
sure.
right now, is what I'm
For
saying.
sure. Also, Jason's, and we're gonna get there in a second, when we get to Canada. I am a Jason Brown choice defender. I don't think this is the package for a comeback season.
No, I'm gonna, I'm, and I can say it right now. I can say it right
Yeah,
now.
I
That
guess we're
taste test.
mishmashing.
We're
Let's fucking.
mishmashing. Why not? Let's go. Jason Brown's
We're an hour
Tarzan
in, and
costume.
we've only done Skid America, so this might have to be a two-party.
Yeah. So Jason Brown's Tarzan costume, to me, is giving gay little monkey at the Apple
Gaylo
store.
monkey. Yes, it is Gaylo.
It's gay little monkey at the Apple store.
I was waiting for you to like say whatever you were gonna say, because I was gonna say Gaylo monkey at the Apple
It's gay
store,
little monkey at the Apple store.
which is a
Come
great
on.
Halloween costume. It's not what you
Yeah.
should be doing for your comeback season. It's not.
Or
I'm like
like do it as
genuinely
an
upset.
exhibition and like have your phone. Like, I don't know, that'd be cute,
Yeah, I
but
would love that. Look, this is a side tangent, but I love when people have like a big dramatic exhibition. I think galas should be fun, which is not to say don't do big, sad, whatever, like dramatic shit for your gala, but this is where you do Gaylo Monkey at the Apple Store. This is where you do a Pink Pony Club. This is. I would argue that Pink Pony Club is actually a ballad that you could do as a short program, but that's a whole other thing. But like, this is where you do the fun shit.
yeah.
You get lights, you get to do projections.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that for Jason. And then the free skate is what? It's
It's
the
sad
oh
music.
Spiegel Spiegelum Spiegel, which
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. I don't know. There's
Yeah.
other songs like that that Shoma Uno didn't just do that you could
Yeah,
choose, is my
exactly.
feeling.
Well, good news is we finished America, because in fourth place was the Georgian bitch who, no. So we're done with our coverage of America. That's something.
Yeah, I say for the rest of it, for like apologies to Canada because maybe we're not going to be as meticulous because we are bad at time management, but maybe we just hop through and we see who do we
Yeah.
have something to say about and then we say it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna talk you through the boys because we're already in boy land, and then we're gonna close out with women. Roman, we kind of already mentioned he had to withdraw. I hope he's well.
The
It's
entire,
always.
like the first bit of his skate before he even moves, he's just doing movements. And I'm just like, pop off, contemporary dance king. You're already leagues better than everybody else. Like, forget it.
I'm not glad that he's probably having like a medical thing happening right now, but I hope that's the explanation for the zero jumps in practice and just kind of not having a great time and everything, because I want him to succeed. And he's one of those people that like he could show up and do anything and I'd be fine with it. Like truly. Mr. Economy, Luke Economides, who I
Mr.
continue to
Economy is doing awesome this year.
Mr. Economy's fucking killing it. I love his Amelie. It's great.
Wait, no, you did the same thing I did, which is
Oh, it's his. No, it's
it's
not the Amelie.
backwards.
What is it? What is
It's
the. Oh,
Charles
it's
Aznavour.
it.
It's a
Yes.
different French thing.
It's a
But I did
different
the
French
same thing.
thing.
Because you
Yeah,
know,
I was like,
sometimes you
it's
go on someone's
French.
page. Yeah, sometimes you go on someone's page and their programs are listed
Yeah.
old to new, and sometimes they're
I
new
was
to
like, it's one
old.
of the French. Speaking of like. Yeah, I love his
My
French.
super, I love it. He does, and it's like the French field is also really deep right now. And obviously, like Adam and Kevin are kind of the legends, but like I think there's a place for Mr. Economy in the legend as
Oh, for
well,
sure. Oh, for sure.
especially moving forward. And I think, because I think he's always been cool, but this package for him is really, really good and shows what he's good at. And I think, style wise, he to me is like the heir to Nathan Chen in terms of like the cool, like contemporary hip hop influenced movement.
Yeah. I agree. I think he really gets it. I think he like really connects with his music. I'm just very excited for him. I want him to have a better time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good news about being faster is there is two skaters in this list who are representing nations that are actively committing genocide. So we're not going to talk about the two of them. So that's great. I mean, it's not great. It's fucking garbage. But Stephen Gogolev was there, and my God, is he old? He's not old. He's just like no longer 5 years old, and it
He's a
makes me
businessman
feel
now.
things.
He's a businessman.
He's a businessman. Canadians love being a businessman.
It's a lot of responsibility for a boy his age, but
Do we have the time?
yeah, as always.
A businessman is too much of a responsibility for a boy your age. What Megan just said is a reference to the 1989 sketch Can I Keep Him by Canadian comedy group Kids in the Hole. It's a 9-minute piece of absurdist comedy, which
That's so good.
cannot be beat, in which the main character, who's a teenage boy, adopts a pet, but it's an absurdist world where you can adopt a businessman as a pet. I'm gonna sneeze. There it is. I feel better.
Bless you.
Thank you. And I think Stephen Gogolov is a little Canadian legend. Is kind of carrying himself with the same wide-eyed wonder as a businessman who the world is just so big for him, and there's so much to see in there. I'm gonna try
Yeah.
to post the link to that. They keep taking my favorite sketch off of YouTube, but if I can find it, I'll share it with the class because it's genius. He's so big.
I know. Isn't he also like a Republican now?
I don't fucking know.
He like took a picture with some Jordan Peterson adjacent person at one point, but I
Well,
can't
yeah,
remember
all
the
the
details.
there's a bunch of them young boys who
Who are impressionable. It's a big world for them. They're wide-eyed and they're out in the big world.
I'm not giving anyone the benefit of like the doubt or like excuse, like he's fully what, like 19, 20 almost years old. I'm not like, oh, he's a baby, but like the internet, the algorithms that get served to young men on the internet are a whole other issue that's not for right now. What I will tell you is that his short program, this his free skate, there is no, nothing has been listed on Wikipedia. There's no choreographer, there's no artist. You don't know what this is. It just says time lapse.
Huh.
That's
Oh
it.
no, but if this is because the one before it they did the personnel. It's the same thing as the
Yeah,
previous
but
one.
like
It's like
most of them will like, yeah, I know, but like most of them will
most of them
always
will copy
list
paste.
or just do like the merged cell. This one is just like, no, he's just performing to a different time lapse every time. It's interpretive. Don't worry about it.
Just a speed run of his program. It's
Yeah.
fine. Yeah. We talked about Jason. Alexa Rakic is another Canadian boy who, like, when he gets the tech together, it's over for you hoes because he's doing some beautiful things on the ice.
Doing some really gorgeous stuff. I really love his short program. I'm not entirely convinced that I did the free didn't click for me that much, but I love his short. His short is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Gabriele
Frangipani.
Frangipani was there. He was I always have to say that his birthday is New Year's. Speaking of people with like festive
Wow.
birthdays, I love this kid.
The free skate and like the saxophone thing kills me. I don't know why. Saxophone music just makes me laugh.
I find it delightful. I don't know if that's the point of it, but I find it delightful.
It's like I'm the sax man, but like dark and edgy.
The dark, edgy remix of Mr. Saxo Beat.
Yes, please. Mr. Saxo Beat is my father. I'm Echo
That's
Sax End.
so funny. And then finally, I want to talk to you about Sota Yamamoto, who is so man.
I can't even begin to describe to you the gamut of emotions I went through when I was like, is he skating to the Civ 6 theme? And then
No,
like
talk to me
realizing he
about that because
was.
that means nothing to me. So I need you to talk to me about that experience.
So the first song isn't that. It's like a different thing. And then it transitions into it and it starts with this like tremolo strings, like duh. I can't replicate that sound, but you know what I mean. And I was like, I had this like completely subconscious reaction where I was like, I'm ready to play. And then I was like, wait, but it can't be. And then it started and I was like, oh. But So Christopher Tin is a composer who does a lot of music for the Civ series and has done all the really famous ones that like won Grammys and stuff, like Baba Yetu, the Shaka song. And I love the theme from Civ 6. I think I listen to it sometimes and I'm just like, this is great. Someone just skate to this. So I was just very pleased. I like that
You
it just kind of,
manifested it.
I didn't, it just kind of leaned into how cool the music is. It wasn't about like, I mean, I don't know how you would do a skate about civilization. It's very much like a turn-based 4X kind of a paradox game that doesn't translate well, but I loved it. And one of the unique things you can build when you're Canada is a skate rink. So it kind of came full circle,
Thematic,
right? When you play as Canada, you
thematic.
can build a skate rink. And that's
Yeah.
like your special little thing you can do. So perfect. I don't know. And I just loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I he was it's one of those cases where the math didn't math in his benefit because he was third in both the short and the free, and things just shifted a little bit and he ended up off the podium. But hey, we got to talk about him while doing this. So
That's true. And then I get to talk about Civ at length. And one day I'll just do, excuse me. Sorry, my
hey.
cat is, Cake is here. You can't see her because of the background, but I'll see if I can get it to clip her in. Hello.
Cake.
Did you see her for like a second?
She
No,
is
I can't.
she like she appear she operated for half a
Hold
second, but
on.
that was it.
She's coming towards the camera here.
Oh my God. We have a very special
Hello.
guest on the podcast tonight. Hi, Kate. I know she can't hear me, but I love her very much.
Even if she could, she would ignore you because she's mean.
I know.
But shall we finally talk
Women?
about Canadian women? Canadian
Let's re
woman, stay away from me.
Wow, is that your official statement? You know what I want to stay away from me is the terrible time that Yelim Kim has been having.
Yeah, it's not great to watch, and I love her, and I just think she just like, you know, it's again with the cat making all the noise. I'm sorry, she's again
We
behind me.
can't hear
I'm
it.
just
We can't hear it.
okay, good, okay,
Yeah.
sorry, good, awesome. So I think she's just a big spirit, and she just needs a big rink. It's like, you know, we
Yeah.
teach women to shrink themselves, and like, let's
This is a
not.
feminist issue. This
It
is
is a
actually a
feminist
deeply
issue.
feminist issue in which we should just let her skate in one of those like beautiful like frozen lakes in Kazakhstan or something where there she has like all the room because
Hear
other
me
people
out.
are, yes.
You know the production of Sunset Boulevard on Broadway right now, where they randomly cut to like a live stream from the street for one of the songs?
Yeah, and I have fucking opinions about that, but yes.
Okay, but could they not do that with just Yelim for like a beautiful frozen lake somewhere, just because she needs a little extra room?
Yeah, I would support that. She just gets to be somewhere with a lake and she doesn't have to be jet lagged and she's just in perfect form every time. But she
I
has her
jest,
own
but
crowd. She has
I was
her
gonna
own
say,
crowd though, 'cause like
she
you don't want her to
does.
be like by herself
Yeah, and
at
I
the
just,
lake.
but when they did that during COVID, it was lame as hell, so anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so we maybe don't do that, but I don't know. I always get so concerned because there's many people who skate very close to the boards, and it always stresses me out. But she tends to just like position her landings in ways that just like it will not happen. And it makes me sad because I love her and she's the most beautiful woman, and it sucks to see her at the bottom of any list.
I know. Likewise with Soyoung Lee, I think
Yeah.
I felt she just had a bad time, and she's a gorgeous skater.
I love
I don't.
her, Tristan and Isolde. Jesus Christ, her free skate.
Yeah,
I
the
think it's
back
so
of the
gorgeous.
dress is so sparkly. I
Yeah,
love
I
it.
mean,
It's a good pull.
Korean dresses are always just next level. I feel like Jamie and I were talking about it. I was like, I feel like their like national team has like a style bible of like, here's the bare fucking minimum of a dress. 'Cause they're
Yeah.
just always next level in like a very specific way. It's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
It's true. I don't know that I have anything to say about Sarah Maud Dupuis, but not in a shady way. I don't remember having strong feelings.
I enjoyed her free skate dress. I thought it was very pretty.
Yeah.
I know that
I
also sounds shady. I just like don't have like very I also like love the Canadian audience. I will say that now. They turned up for everyone. They were super, super supportive for people who are having a rough time. They were so fucking supportive of their own. I always love like a national audience that's like, fuck yeah, like whichever country we're gonna do a thing. It just
Yeah.
sparks joy.
It does. Katerina Kurakova had a hell of a couple days. Just rough.
Yeah, that child, that sweet child.
The entire short program is like, what are we doing? Like,
Yeah.
it's the Camila Cabello Let's Get Loud Mikhail Coyotta tribute with the Jazz Cup dress. I'm confused.
I get. Okay. She can be so beautiful and so expressive. I know that she likes having fun. I know that she likes winking to the audience. I feel like we're
She's
winking
a
to the audience.
365 party girl.
Sure, I would rather she did that than fucking Cinderella the film, Camila Cabello.
A Brat Arena Kurakova.
Free display name, everyone. I'm also simply a Lloyd Webber hater. You could not make me like anything except maybe a fan. I can buy a Phantom program, but there is no quirk in the world that can make me enjoy a cat's anything. That's my personal cross to bear, and I'm very sad because I love her.
I had a lot of questions about it. Like, here's some of them. I actually loved the costume reveal. That's not a question. I thought it was one of the better ones I've seen because rather than trying to hide it in the middle of a spin like everyone else does, she did this dramatic moment of like clawing and then
I
like
do
clawing the
think the
dress off. I
clawing
love
is
that.
fine.
It's fun. I think, you know what's funny is that when she first debuted this program, like a couple of months ago, whenever I saw a lot of people being like, this doesn't seem age appropriate for her. It seems too babyish. And I'm like, terrible news about how old the people are in the musical that play the cats. They're all adults too. It's not her fault. It's a weird
Also,
concept, but it's
cat
not her
like
fault.
wearing cat ears is not like necessarily an adult thing to do. The concept of cats, it's kind of about dying.
Yeah.
It's
That's
kind
a very
of about
adult
like
thing to
not,
do.
it's not a very, I don't think Cats is a musical for kids. I don't think it's a musical for anyone, but that's again my personal cross to bear. I don't
I don't. So, okay, here's my other question. Okay, so we did the Taylor Swift version of Macavity. And then whose version of Memory was that? I don't think it was that wasn't Jennifer Hudson, was it?
I can tell you because I'm on Wikipedia. I also do think that during the little summer break that skaters get, it feels like Katya just watched every single movie musical that's available on the internet, and now we're just gonna have to suffer. She did. It's the Miruzia Luwerzi. She's
Wait,
an
okay, so
Australian soprano.
this is insane to me. Okay, so they did the movie version of Macavity and then the original London cast of Naming of the Cats
And then
and
just a
then
random woman who
Memory.
sang with fucking Anne Favour you.
But she's not even, and she's not singing it in the original key because it's kind of a belty song and she's singing it like high soprano opera song.
Because
So I
she's a
was like,
soprano.
who is this? Who put this together? This is chaotic as hell. I don't understand. But whatever, I guess that fits in the spirit of cats in general, because that's also chaotic and I don't understand.
I
She did
don't
great
know.
though. If it's working for her, listen, if it's working for her, I'm like, you do you, girl.
I'm not about to complain about it. I'm just kind of like, why this? But I mean, I am about to complain it about it, but not in the way that you'll think. I just am confused and displeased.
Yeah, it's an odd it's an odd mishmash of versions, I guess, for me, but
You know what I need to talk to you about Kaya Brader because I love her. I love her. I've been charmed by her for years and years and years, and I'm so happy anytime I get to see her skate. Unfortunate choice of programs. I don't know how I feel about either one of them. I like that her Wonder Woman is. I like the brown. I don't know if that's controversial. I know many
No,
people
I
don't
like
like
it.
brown as a color. I think it's better than skating it in like a Spirit Halloween Wonder Woman costume if we have to do a Wonder Woman.
My thought on it was this. It was that I, for some reason, had my wires crossed and thought until it was over and she did the Wonder Woman pose that it was Gladiator. And I liked it more, even though it's not the Gladiator music. Like, I thought it was supposed to be like Gladiator themed because I forgot the plot of Wonder Woman. And I was like, this is cute. Like, I like this for her. And then why does she keep making X's with her arms? And then I put it all together. And I'm like, if you took out the dumb X arms, which, like, whatever, it's giving like Comic-Con. I'm not that into it. It could have been something else. And it could have been maybe a little, I don't know, superheroes on ice for me is really hard to do in a way that I don't hate and think is like, meh.
I guess it's feminism for girlies to be doing Wonder Woman. I will keep my personal opinions for not right now, but I don't know. I just feel like her energy is different, and I would like her to be doing other stuff. But she's pretty and she skates nice and she skates in my direction, and I enjoy that because it makes me comprehend what's happening on the ice better.
What do you think they put in the water in Canada that makes everyone spin that way?
I don't know, but I support them and I love them and they make me happy.
Like it.
We get to talk about Alyssa Liu.
We can talk about Lissa Liu, and we're skipping over Elise because we already talked about her, but
Yeah.
Lissa Liu, listen, Alyssa Liu skating to Donna Summer, call that Disco Elysium. 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 Disco Elysium.
Elysium.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it, and it's brilliant. And again, free display names for everyone. You're welcome to have that. I have just now discovered that Alyssa, who is an icon and we love her very much, has a section on her Wikipedia page called Public Life and Popular Culture. And I think that's so fucking sexy.
That's really cool. Wait.
Who's saying yikes and why? I hope you're not yikesing at any of this. Or Alyssa. I'm obsessed with
They're
getting having
yikesing at
a.
my bad pun. It's fine.
I respect that. I would have yikes 9 years ago, but I've known you.
You've known me for a long time. I love both her programs. I think she's
Me too.
fantastic. Just unbelievable. Like, thank God she's back. We love
I'm
her.
thrilled. I also love that. I know it was the best yikes. Your puns are getting the good yikes. It's one of those things that I love when people skate to contemporary music. The beautiful Icelandic artist known as Laufey, whose name I cannot possibly pronounce correctly, I've tried, is now an Alyssa stan. We've seen on the internet and she just like keeps liking posts about Alyssa, even though she's not always tagged in them. And I love that. I think that's so sweet.
I think I've hold on, I've seen the anime. I think it's pronounced Luffy.
Yikes.
Anyway, so yeah, I just that's an artist that is too cool for me to know about, but the
She's
most
awesome. Her music is great.
I
That
loved
song
it.
is
I
just a
loved it.
tiny sample of like all of her shit is awesome. She's really interesting. She has like a very artistic, like artiste approach to her music, and I think you would like most of her shit.
I will check her out. I love this costume so much. And you know me, like, if there's gonna be a white to gray airbrush moment, I am gonna say it looks dirty, but this is the first time I've been like, no, this is perfect.
It's
Everything about it's
Lisa.
great.
It's Lisa
Lisa.
McKinnon, and
Yeah.
she fucking nailed it. It's so dramatic. It's contemporary. It's
So
perfect.
good.
It's so like it's such a clear statement. Very respectful. Yikes. It's such a statement of like Alyssa being back on her own terms. I really, really recommend everyone read the profile that they did for the Olympic Channel with her because it's a great piece about like how she decided to come back and like how she's doing it like completely the way she wants it to be doing it.
Yeah, and she worked really closely with Lisa on both these
Yeah.
costumes, and it's striking to me that when she's working really closely with the team of choreographers and costume design, how different that packaging is
Yeah.
compared to you how it used to be. And so that kind of put into stark relief for me, like, oh, she did not used to be driving the bus, which granted she was very young, but like
Yeah.
it's nice to see that she's getting to do what she wants to do now. I
Yeah.
think also
She
like
owns and is
that.
driving the bus, and I love it.
Yeah, she owns the whole fleet of buses. She the whole like mummy wrap thing is also like I feel like that's very in with like wedding dresses right now.
It is, yeah, like gauzy,
Yeah.
like shit is.
I think
And
it's
like,
pretty. I like
it's
it.
gorgeous. I've seen it like in like I've been browsing winter clothes. There's also like all of that like translating into like wearable fashion a lot with like thin wool sweaters and stuff and like off the shoulder shit is back and all of that. And I'm into it. I think it's like very striking and very interesting. Also striking and interesting, my best girl Maddie Skeezes is who I love so much.
Yes. I could not have been happier for her. And to be perfectly honest with you, like I maybe would have had her ahead of Kimmy,
I would, yeah.
but I mean,
I
whenever
love
I'm
Kimmy.
like it always ends up coming down to like technical things that I just didn't eyeball. It's always like an under
Yeah.
rotation here or something where I'm just like, that doesn't impact my viewing at all because I
Yeah.
just didn't notice it. So it's like, whatever, take what I say with a grain of salt. But were it only on vibes and how I felt
Yeah.
she did.
Again, I love her Danse Macabre. I always love a Danse Macabre. I just talked about it. And we've talked about this with Maddie before. You can tell she's a musician from the way she approaches her music, and that always just makes me happy. It like the understanding to it is, which is not to say that everyone should be like a master pianist to be a skater, but I don't know. They take mandatory ballet classes and stuff. They could take a music theory class, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a specific approach to
Yeah.
understanding. Like I mean, as a music educator,
Oh,
I
God.
can say that I think there's a certain way to teach like theory-informed listening, and theory-informed interpretation,
Yeah.
which is something that I can do but not say apparently. But that we all learn as like, I mean, this for me, it was like one of the culmination of the classes I took in my like music undergrad was like theory informed performance, basically. And I think that a similar curriculum could be used for skaters, to be honest with you, because it didn't matter in that class what you just performed on your primary instrument, whatever it
Yeah.
was. And like, if your primary instrument, I think it could have been used for like dancers or
Oh, for
people
sure.
who are
You could
doing
do
it
that
more
with
movement. Yeah.
you could do that for classical text. Like if you ch it,
Exactly. Yeah.
you can do that with any. I think we come back to the conclusion that skating is an art form and people should have some semblance of understanding, which is not to say that you can't go all by on just like raw talent and a good team, but you can always tell when there is an internal understanding, and I find that charming.
Yeah, like if you can kind of clock what the composer was doing a little bit, then you can be like, oh, well, I'm gonna lean into that too, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. Okay. Closing out this very big coverage, we have Kimi Rapon. I love
Kimmy.
her. I love her. I
I love her
do.
too.
She's fun. I hate the gladiator dress.
Oh my God, it's so bad, dude. It's like,
Again, gold titty. It's weird.
I didn't even notice the gold titty. That's how complicated and weird it was for me.
That was like
No.
the main thing for me. And the red. The red is weird.
I don't like red and brown together pretty much ever.
Yeah.
It's giving gastrointestinal disease in a way that upsets me, and that's all I will say about it. Use your imagination. I don't like it. That's
Yeah.
what it conjures for me.
It's not my favorite. Her exhibition, I know we're not doing talking exhibitions. She's doing her exhibition is like a
It's
Rihanna
Rihanna.
medley, and it's a delight. And I would like her to go see some drag queens. I think it might fix her.
I love her short though. I
Yeah.
love this short, and I love Planet Earth. I
Okay.
didn't even notice that that's what it was at first.
Planet Earth is one of those things that like profoundly depresses me, even though it's supposed to be like inspirational.
I don't find it inspirational, but I find it cool. Like, I will skip around and only watch animals I give a shit about, which is mostly whales.
So
But
cute. It's very cute.
thank you. I went through a big like having really bad insomnia and would stay up really late only
And
watching
familiar with the experience.
whale documentaries phase this summer. And so I got really back into Planet Earth. I will fast forward through the parts about how they're all dying because that is upsetting. I just kind of want to look at I just want to learn weird things about whales. I learned that that whale's milk is the consistency of toothpaste, and I haven't stopped thinking about it in months.
Yeah. I respect that
Think
for you.
got chew on that, you know, think about that. But also think about Kimi Raypon. I think this is a great program for her that showcases her strengths. And I think she still skates a little bit, tiny bit junior for me. Like it's wearing off, right? But it's that quality of still being like a little new to seniors-ish, that compared to Maddie, who's been around for a
Yeah.
while,
Oh, for sure.
that maturity puts her ahead for me, puts Maddie
Also, I
ahead.
feel like Kimi this season is, and I'm not going to continue harping on how fucking tall she is, but last season was her first season and like after the growth spurt, and I think now it's not only just about like maturity and like she's been relearning everything. So this season I think we're going to get to see her settle into herself more, which I'm excited about. Also, her post
Yeah.
about the event was very sweet because she was like, I'm going to be so honest, I wanted a medal. I didn't get the medal, but I got a lot of experiences and that's good. Like she was like so sweet about it. It's great.
I know. And she almost had one. So she's like, it's
Yeah.
legit fine to be disappointed in that case. I don't really care. I think it's fine. And like, I did think it was kind of funny. Like, so I love it when people are coached by their sisters, because just like I have sisters and I think it's cute. But
Yeah, it's sweet.
I thought it was kind of funny. She was like crying hysterically, and then her sister looked at her like, like her sister just looked at, gave her this look of like, why are you crying? And it was so
Look,
funny.
sometimes you just cry. I as a crier, I relate to her and I get it.
No, me too. It was just one of those moments where it's not, it's clearly like not your coach in that moment. It's your sister being like, what are you doing? Just made me laugh.
Yeah, as an older sister, I completely understand the sentiment. My sister is not a crier, but there's many times when I'm like, why? Why this?
Yeah, and as a younger sister, I'm familiar with being the Kimmy in that scenario as a crier and a younger sister.
Yeah, wow. Well, Megan, I think we've done it. I think we've done it.
I
It's
think
been
we've done
nearly an
it.
hour and a half. This has been my favorite Halloween party so far.
For two events where we had to talk about like seven people for each one.
Killed it. We're so good. We're great at this.
14 people? Yeah, we're really good at this.
Many people. Guys, thank you so
Many
much for
people.
tuning in. We're gonna continue doing this with the rest of the Grand Prix. Maybe we're not gonna keep doing costumes. It's gonna not be Halloween soon.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for French coverage from Megan and maybe me in between drag sets this coming week. Thank you so much for tuning in live. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you. It was so
I'm
fun.
so happy that you've had a fun time, and we're gonna be doing this again next month. And until then, make good choices, donate to causes you care about, have a great time at Halloween, don't do anything we wouldn't do.
You
Bye.
can do things I wouldn't do. I'm lame, but
Oh
you know.
God, don't do anything I wouldn't do,
Yes.
guys.
All right,
Bye,
bye.
love you, bye. Okay, I've stopped the stream. I'm gonna stop the recording.